Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little,
followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy
live in LA.
G'day, legends. It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore, how are you?
Oh, I'm excited.
Tommy Little, hello.
How are you, Tommy Little?
Pretty good. Sorry, that's a bit of buzz usually did. So I thought I wanted to get involved.
I know, but we have been to LA. We had the world famous Rooftop Presents Pink. We got to be there. We got to interview her. We got to meet her. We talked about her epic speech at the VMAs.
Oh, we spoke
about her beautiful little Willow and Jameson.
You know what's great?
Oh, so much.
We're not keeping it to ourselves.
No.
You guys get all of it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
How many hours have you been in here so far?
Couple.
Yeah. Is this the big you missed after 5 years?
No. Gone. This morning, Carrie was like, no, I do now because, to be honest, Australians are more fun than everybody else. You just are. Do you know that about yourself? Do you know that
we
you're
have
just
had fun
more
the last
fun?
4 days, I'll be honest. I mean,
just
this is a work
humans,
trip.
Just but... as people, like, do you realize how much more fun you are than most other people?
Well, you can come to Australia. You come 40 shows, you do whatever. We can have you as often as you want to come.
But maybe that's why we love you so much too, because you're more fun than most people.
Oh, sometimes.
You're fun on roller skates.
Yeah, what about this?
We were watching your Instagram when we were out drunk the other night and we saw you on roller skates and were so tempted to go, where are you? We want to come.
Northridge Skateland, and it's amazing.
Have you roller skated for a long time?
No, I haven't roller skated in years. Oh, so much fun. At first I was like, oh, this is not how it used to feel. And then my girlfriend Jeanette was like, just follow me. And then she showed me all the old moves. I was like, oh.
Did it all come back quickly?
Yeah. So fun. My daughter was charging.
The different levels of coordination that you two have going on. We saw you roller skating just after Carrie had fallen over.
I fell down a hole.
Just walking.
Oh,
skates involved.
No. Oh, that looks good.
I probably should have gone.
That's a good one.
A little bit.
Really?
Fine.
Like
I was
stitches?
Having a good night. I wasn't going to let that stop me till the next day when I saw it and went, probably should have gone to the hospital. But no, I did. Yeah.
I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
I just pulled a piece of glass out of my toe that was apparently got in there 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he finally decided to come out.
You were drunk for a long period of time without noticing.
I did it at a hotel. I took my daughter swimming and I, of course, was the idiot that brought glass to the pool. I did that. So I'm a really good example.
Are you a wild mum or are you still in baby mode with Jameson? Like, are you out of that kind of mode or is it still all in?
I don't know what's happening for me right now.
Yeah, right.
Can't even answer that. I have no idea.
Do you find that, how do you go? Like, do you take them everywhere with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were to look up codependent in the dictionary, it would be me and Willow cheek to cheek, smiling.
So you're a helicopter parent.
Yeah. Yeah, but I never actually take off. I'm just there.
And
but I'm fun. I'm a fun helicopter.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I'm
we
like
thought.
A stunt helicopter.
Seeing the roller skating, I was like, yeah.
I did want to ask you about Willow because there was a moment when the whole world was looking at you and they were inspired and they thought
aww.
You were eloquent and beautiful. And then there was one person who didn't care.
Yeah, what did she do? At the
all.
End, she's just like,
she had a loose tooth.
Oh!
That's how she was, her shyness, that's what she was covering up
it
for.
Was, the editing was amazing.
She was so shy.
As artists were starting to stand up and applaud, one stage they cut back to her and she honestly looked at you like, oh, mum, shut up. Oh, I mean, this is...
I said...
You guys are clapping because you don't have to put up with it every day.
I know. I said to her that morning, I was like, this is so exciting. Mommy's going to win an award and I'm going to do a song or like 8 songs. And she goes, how many minutes after you're done till my sleepover starts? I'm like, when we get there, can you pretend to be proud of me?
What did she say after? Did
well,
she
how long till my sleepover?
Well, no, but did she appreciate what you'd done from
no.
her? Did she?
No.
No.
No. But we had... I think she appreciated the actual talk that we had had because I think for her, when I told her that people make fun of me because she loves me, she thinks I'm the sun, the moon, and the stars. And she's like, wait, people make fun of you? And I was like, I know, it's hard to believe. She's like, why would people make fun of you? I'm like, because people think I look like a boy. I'm like, look at my hair. She's like, I don't get it. I don't, why you though? And I'm like, aw, babe. And then I showed her, did you ever see that movie, The Labyrinth?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the Goblin King, David Bowie.
Yep.
She's just one of her favorites. And she's always like, is that a girl or a boy? And I'm like, right? Does it matter? Doesn't even matter. It's David Bowie.
Epic. Yeah.
So that helped a lot. But at the awards, I think she was just really super bored.
Yeah. And you know, you've got to cherish these moments where she still obviously looks up to you and loves you. Because when she hits about 15.
She's going
to
hate me.
Oh, she's like, you don't even know me.
God. No, I know.
But I do like how you didn't have an answer for her at the time. I was watching your
yeah.
and I thought, as a parent, you're always quick to have the answer. But you don't ever stop to go, I don't need to actually answer right now. I can go away and think about it. And then when you did answer, you smashed
it. I don't do that very often.
Yeah, right.
I was honestly speechless because those are the kinds of things that actually take my knees out.
Yeah.
Like the self-esteem stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess that up. I feel like I get one chance at that. And I don't know. I'm going to mess it up. But I took it really seriously.
But doesn't that show you what you see in the mirror is so different? Like we were talking about just how gorgeous she is and how unlike a boy she could look. But it's the whole idea of what you see in the mirror is so different to what everybody else sees.
And it's also that kids are mean and they say stuff. And, you know, we all went through it.
It's like even the meanness thing, I feel like the world at the moment is at this
so mean
point, right?
Yeah.
It's where things cut through. They have to be more extreme to cut through. So there's these horrible things. Do you think the world for your daughter is a better place now than when you were growing up?
I don't think anybody ever really thinks that. Everyone's like, back in my day when it was simple. I think that's the thing. Like, I have a lot of beautiful people in my life, and there's a lot of joy to be had. And I've been in neighborhoods where people have nothing, and there's still a lot of joy being had. Mm. And I feel like as long as you're surrounded by good people and you can laugh, that it's an okay world. And I think there's way more cool people in this world than there are shitheads. Mm. It just happens to be that the shitheads are getting all the attention. So
sometimes they're attention-seeking shitheads like us.
Yeah. I don't think you're a shithead.
But one of the great...
It hasn't been long enough.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of the great joys in all of it, though, is music. And we did just listen to your album, and it's still giving
good
me
good segue.
But it's... Well, it is
You've
such
done
a
this before.
I used to...
She picks up pieces of me.
Him.
we plan stuff and I walk in and I'm just like, hi, Pink. Sorry,
I'm always
the questions we were meant to ask.
No, but I love that it's such a roller coaster ride of emotion. Like one point I was up
it's
dancing,
a roller coaster.
And the next moment I was like missing my kids, and the next moment I was feeling for you and your life. Like, how would you describe the album?
It's a roller coaster. Yeah. It's a mixed bag. It's the longest I've taken, I'd say, since my first two records to make an album. So
right.
It's a lot of life has been lived in those songs, and I'm raising a kid and I made another one and I'm in a long-term relationship.
That, as that was how you achieved all that while having a nine-month-old and a...
And marriage is gnarly. I think having a relationship with yourself is hard work and then having a relationship with somebody else. We're moving targets. Like I don't know who I'm going to be 5 minutes from now or 5 years from now, and you're expecting another person to know who they are and then to know you and then to grow with you at the exact... It's insane.
But that's why your music relates to people, because every song you're like, oh, I felt that. I felt that moment.
Yeah. Right? I think everyone's been through that moment where they're like, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
And then 3 seconds later, you're like,
I hate you.
I've never liked you.
I get it 4 times a day.
I've never liked you. I don't like anything about you.
Completely.
I never want to see you again.
The other thing I noticed about your album was that you like to swear, which filled my heart with joy, because we got told on our radio station that I had to stop swearing so much because we're in a like PG after school time slot. And my daughter has started swearing, and the only person that's responsible for that is me. She's only 2.5. Does your daughter swear?
A lot of the Willow's first swear words were her father's.
Right,
because we swear differently.
Do you?
We have totally different styles.
Right.
And you can absolutely tell right away which one it came from, and the first couple ones were absolutely his. She was walking around the door, around the house at like, I don't know, 3. She goes, this f***ing door.
And I'm like, that's him.
He's like, yep, that was mine. So.
It's hard though, because I'm sure like when Carrie's daughter swears, you want to laugh.
It's so cute.
And then you're trying to say so stop, cute. But also you're like filming her secretly and then showing your friends.
Well, what about, she starts saying what the f***, and then my son taught her to say what the cheese, and she goes, what the cheese f***? And I was like, see, that's just too cute. That's smart. What's not to celebrate? Anyway, we're going to be chatting to you outside.
Yes.
When you perform live.
I can't wait. It's going to be much cooler.
It will be cooler. There'll be a breeze. And we can swear some more.
Yeah,
they
perfect.
Can edit it all out. Thank you.
You know what it is? It's because I'm home with my kids all the time, and then I get to like the studio, and I'm like, balls! And then it all ends up on the record. I realized that because I didn't realize how many bad words were on the record until I went with my daughter to Spotify to play them the record. And then I was like, ha, la, 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 la. Oh, here comes another one.
We were like, seatbelts on. This is connected. Okay. Good.
Yeah, it's excessive. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you out there.
Clean versions.
It's great.
Thanks.
Also,
thank you.
If you make an album called F*** Balls coming up, I'll buy every copy.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.